Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for this word this morning. And I just thank you, Father God, for the depth and the height of your love that has come for us in Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, and rule, bringing about your love in every way. It's all symbolism is found in the baptism. But thank you, Father God, that the understanding of all righteousness, your will, having come through that, that we can all rejoice now in Jesus because everything has been done. So just thank you. Thank you for just helping put this word across, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read Matthew 3 from verse 13 to 15 from the CEB translation. At that time, Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan River so that John would baptize him. John tried to stop him and said, I need to be baptized by you, yet you come to me. And Jesus answered, allow me to be baptized now. This is necessary to fulfill all righteousness. So John agreed and baptized Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, we myself and Anita were just talking now and for us, when our understanding hasn't been enlightened and we don't know the fullness of what had to happen, all righteousness actually had to happen for us to be reckoned, to reckon ourselves dead to sin and alive to God, because he who knew no sin, Jesus, became sin for us so that we can have righteousness. But just as we seen here, and this is the symbolism, the reality was the blood of Jesus being poured out, the stripes bringing our healing, him going down to hell and to Abram's bosom, him setting free the captives, his blood brought about perfection, where the saints in the past, all those that were waiting in Abram's bosom could be set free, go into heaven, and judgment took place there where Jesus was declared King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the King and the Lord of the body of Christ came into being, new kingdom on earth, the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, the devil cast out, the goodness of heaven now coming to earth in every way. Can you see the bigness of the work of Jesus? That's why we can, the word can tell us, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And let your reasonableness be known. Let it be known how much goodness you are seeing, because the Lord is at hand. He's right there. So you're staying in tune with him, developing on schedule, and the kingdom is coming, is a reality, becoming a reality to you, to your family, to your neighbors, to the town, to the South Africa, Africa, and the world. This is the bigness of what has happened, guys. So just thinking about it as well, just go back. The Father, amen, he couldn't be the loving Father he wanted to be because of the fall. And so Jesus had to come where one brought sin in, Adam brought sin in, Jesus had to take it out so that the Father's righteousness can be revealed, that sin can be dealt with, that I love it, Ephesians 1 verse 3 and 4, blessed be the God and Father, that God could be blessed because he has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing, just as we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. So all that took place and is now available to us because of the baptism of Jesus into paying the price, setting us free, and bringing about this new and this better covenant so that the Father can again walk with them. It's why he says, come out from among them and I will walk with you and I will be your Father. And I mean, Jesus himself, all righteousness, he couldn't. He delighted with the children of men in the beginning, but then he couldn't delight with them until He said, "Here I am, send me." And so he came to set the record straight, bring us back, and now be ruling and reigning to bring about all of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. God so loved the world, he sent his son. He didn't come to condemn the world, he came to save the world. So that's something as well. And that world, I'd rather put the word creation. God so loved creation, he made it. He's the author of it. And the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are the author of it. And now in Jesus' rule and reign, everything's been restored. Creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. And so, that's the Father, Jesus, the angels. The angels couldn't, they are servants. Amen. This is the angels that hasn't fallen. So they want to serve. But man became little devils, and they couldn't. They had to stand away. The only thing they can do in it is mete out punishment. And this is not the heart of a good servant. He wants to help. But praise God, it says in Hebrews and that there, they can serve us that have inherited eternal life. So eternal life came through that baptism, Jesus's becoming what we were, so that we can be restored to who we should be in him. And and so the angels are our rejoicing. And the devil, even at his righteousness had to be filled for him. He was sitting in heaven and saying, they sinned, they must die. And praise God, Jesus done the dying so we can live. And he can be cast out of heaven, no more place for him. His deception is just here now until everyone wakes up. Those that need to wake up to be babes to evil, wise to what is good. And Satan is crushed under our feet. And then, so it's time now for mankind to wake up. And those that don't wake up and choose the way of the devil, they're choosing eternal destruction in the lake of fire, taken away for forever. So all this has come through Jesus, guys. That's why the Bible says rejoice in him always. Amen. Because rejoicing is in connection with salvation. It's connection with the love of the Father. It's connection with the Holy Spirit, the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's another thing. I mean, until Jesus had to pay the price, even his best boys couldn't overcome because Jesus hadn't died. And the Holy Spirit was not available. And so the good they wanted to do, they couldn't do. And so man had to be cleansed, and they had to turn to the living God. And then the key of receiving the Holy Spirit is for those that obey him. Those who want to obey him, not just use it and let it just be a meal ticket or just a fire escape. Jesus has got to, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit must become our life, our dedication forever and ever, and then we receive the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit couldn't move and couldn't come to vessels that were unclean. So the blood of Jesus had to clean us, and we had to accept that like a marriage, and then the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon us that then makes the goodness of the Son and the Father and the heavenly blessings all real to us. Mankind was crying, why the good we want to do, we can't do, and who will rescue us? And then Paul says, praise God for Jesus. And then that's Romans 7. Then Romans 8 comes and tells you of the blessings we've got. So guys, this takes some thinking and some meditating and taking hold of, but so much has been done for us in Christ Jesus. Amen. So arise and shine, and it's what we are stirring ourselves up on a daily basis. So we don't know the full picture, or we can be aware of it, but the experience of it is in the hands of God as he leads us one day at a time. So rejoice in the Lord, and rejoice in the Lord always. Be blessed, brothers and sisters. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.